Today's daf is Maseches Bamitzia, daf Nun Vav. The new Mishnah Namelal teaches areas of halacha, which slaves, contracts, and land, karkaot, shtarot, and avadim, were excluded in areas of halacha. So these are ona'a. We're talking about exploitation, in overcharging money, penalty payments, double payments, four or five payments, and the Dine Shmira, the laws of guarding. So the Gemara brings sources for all of these over the coming Dapim, and regarding the Chiyuv Shmira, the requirement to guard on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the verse is quoted from Shmos Chav Beis Pasuk Vav, Ki Yiten Ish El Re'ehu, give to your friend, which is a general statement, and then it says Kesef O Kelim, money or vessels, which is a more specific detail. And then at the end it says a gonev mi beit ha'ish, and it says it would be stolen from the house of the man, which is a more general statement. So this is what we call a klal uprat uklal statement, where you have a general statement, a specific statement, then a general, and we conclude according to the prat, something that can be moved and has intrinsic monetary value. So this excludes land and property, which is not movable. Avadim, slaves, are excluded as they are compared to property, and shtarot don't have intrinsic monetary value. Shulchan Aruch and Koshin Mishpat Shin Aleph Aleph brings the halacha that the laws governing the four types of guards, four types of shomrim, do not apply to property, which includes even negligence, even pshia. What this would mean in application is that somebody who rents an apartment and damage occurs to the apartment, he will be exempt. Even windows and shutters, call them trisim, in the Holy Land, that are seen as karka, that are seen as connected to the ground, as the Rama writes in Siman Kuf Hey, Kol HaMachubar LaKarka Nidun KaKarka. Anything that's attached to the ground is considered like it is the ground. So even if it started detached but later gets attached, it's also considered connected to the ground. So even if the guard was posheya, even if he was negligent in his job, in his role as making sure nothing gets damaged in the place he's renting, as we mentioned, he's going to be exempt. Only the Shach was the only opinion who followed the Rambam's approach that a shomer is going to be chayev on pshia bekarkaot. It's going to be obligated when there's negligence comes to property based on it being a form of damage. However, Rav Spitz notes in Mishpatei Torah, Chelek Aleph, page 222, that this halacha is not applicable bizman hazeh, in contemporary times, where the case in Eretz Yisrael, for example, is a rental contract. The document itself will say in it that the renter has to return the property in the condition that they received it, excluding normal wear and tear, of course. Now, based on this condition, every renter takes upon themselves a lien that if anything happens, damage-wise, even to something that's attached to the ground, items, he's required to fix it, or he's required to get something to come and pay for it to be fixed. So unless the damage occurred from something not in control of the renter to watch out for, such as extreme weather-related incidents or the result of a war, for example, in those cases, the exemption is part of min hag medina. That's what it is, where you are. So this halacha would apply even if no contract is drawn up, simply because there's a smichud dad. It's what people just assume going in over what to expect, unless it's written explicitly otherwise, then that he's going to be exempt. If Spitz was responding to a case of a family who rented a house and have everyone together, and then a rocket fell or near the house and caused lots of damage external and internally as well to some of the furniture and so on. So the renter will be exempt and if it was borrowed as opposed to rented, then the loss would be a little bit differently. Then would be the kind of damage which he'd be exempt for, but anything that would be considered furniture in the borrowed house, then he's actually going to be obligated to pay for that.